There are two great arts that may be recognized in the Far East. One is the art of the Buddhist images and the divine images. This is an art created, I would say, in the spirit of the Hindu visionary world that we've been talking about. But the art of the Chinese and Japanese landscape, these beautiful kakemonos of the countryside, has a quite different spirit. And there lies behind that a native Far Eastern philosophy. This is the philosophy, in the first place, of Chinese Taoism. Tao is this word that we all know now. It means the way of nature. And the way of nature is a way in which dark and light interplay. So there are two principles which combine in various modulations to constitute the world and its way. And these principles, respectively, are the yang and the yin. Now, these two words, yang and yin, in their origin, referred to the sunny and shady side of a stream. The yang is the sunny side, and the yin is the shady side. Now, what is the situation on the sunny side? It is light, it is hot, and the heat of the sun is dry. The shade, you have the earth. It is cold without the sun on it. It is moist when the sun doesn't dry up the waters. And it is cold. Moist, cold, and hot, dry in counteraction. Earth and sun. And they are associated respectively with the feminine and the masculine principles, and with the passive and the active principles. Now, there's no moral verdict here. One is not better, stronger than the other. They are the two principles on which the world rests, the light and the dark. Now, as I look over the room here, I see light and dark, light and dark. And wherever we look, that is what we see. An artist can take a brush and put black on white, dark on light, and bring forth the inflections of the world. Now, this is the wonderful thing here. By using light and dark, he depicts the forms which, in their very essence, are composed of light and dark. The outer form, light and dark, is a manifestation of what is within. So the artist, with his brush, is manipulating the very principles that underlie the whole of nature. And the artwork brings out, so to say, emphasizes the very essence of the world itself. And that essence is the interplay of these two in many, many modulations. And the delight of seeing this interplay is the delight of the man who does not wish to break through the walls of the universe, but wishes to stay in the world playing with the song and inflection of this great duet, yang and yin. Now, the artist, in order to experience what is before him, has to look. And looking is a passive activity. You can't look harder. You can't say to your eyes, look harder, see more. You look, and the world comes to you. There's a wonderful word, wu wei, non-action. It doesn't mean not doing anything. It means not forcing anything. The thing will open up. And just as the divinity showed himself to the meditating Hindu, so does the world show itself in its form to the contemplative eye of the Far Eastern artist. This notion of the world coming into form with a spontaneity of its own, which is the spontaneity of the nature of the artist himself, and then the spontaneity of the brush as it renders this, not anything programmed, not anything planned, is the essential idea behind this Taoist view. There are two words for law that are described by Joseph Needham in his wonderful second volume on science and civilization in China. The word Li and the word Zi. The word Li refers to the markings on a piece of jade, the natural grain of life. Whereas this other word, Zi, refers to the markings that are made on a cauldron by a stylus, markings made by man. And that word refers to social laws that are made, contrived laws as against natural laws, laws thought up by the mind as contrasted with laws experienced as the very pattern of nature. The function of art is to know the latter, the laws of nature, the patterns of nature, the way nature moves. And to know these, the artist cannot force any laws on nature.